The following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to the Elder Insider Show. My name is Bob Gersh. Joanne Thibault, my co-host, is away on an assignment this week. Together, we bring you the latest information on all kinds of senior services, options, and resources to help you and your loved ones stay independent and in control. So thanks for tuning in this morning. I wanted to share a very endearing letter that I just received from a mother to a daughter, which I thought you might appreciate. Last week, we were talking about listening, and I think this really goes to the heart of listening. The letter from a mother to a daughter. My dear girl, the day you see I'm getting old, I ask you to please be patient, but most of all, try to remember and understand what I'm going through. If when we talk, I repeat the same thing 1,000 times, don't interrupt us to say, you said that same thing a minute ago. Just listen, please. Try to remember the times when you were little and I would read the same story night after night until you fell asleep. When I don't want to take a bath, don't be mad and don't embarrass me. Remember when I had to run after you, making excuses and trying to get you to take a shower when you were just a girl. When you see how ignorant I am when it comes to new technology, give me the time to learn, and don't look at me that way. Remember, honey, I patiently taught you how to do many things, like eating appropriately, getting dressed, combing your hair, and dealing with life issues every day. The day you see I'm getting old, I ask you to please be patient, but most of all, try to understand what I'm going through. If I occasionally lose track of what we're talking about, give me the time to remember. And if I can't, don't be nervous, impatient, or arrogant. Just know in your heart that the most important thing for me is to be with you. And when my old, tired legs don't let me move as quickly as before, give me your hand the same way that I offered mine to you when you first walked. When those days come, don't feel sad. Just be with me and understand me while I get rid of the end of my life with love. I'll cherish and thank you for the gifts of time and joy we shared. With a big smile and a huge love I always had for you, I just want to say I love you, my darling daughter. I think that really sums up what we were talking about last week on listening. And I think that was, you know, a very nice, touchful letter. You may want to think of writing such a letter for your loved ones. So when the time comes when you can't really communicate properly, they can pull out the letter, and it goes a long way to send a message. What I wanted to do this week was go over some of the areas of explanation of reverse mortgage. People ask me what I do. Well, most of the time, I am educating people in the reverse mortgage field, looking at the various issues, discussing either on the internet or on the phone or in person or through seminars and meetings, the explanation of reverse mortgage. So education is probably where the majority of all of our time really is spent. And what I wanted to do is just go over how the system works so you can understand on a reverse mortgage. And the first issue is awareness, as I'm just mentioning. That's where we spend most of our time. The homeowner learns about reverse mortgages from news articles, advertisements, word of mouth, etc. Then we have what they call the upfront education. And the upfront education includes a homeowner contacts reverse mortgage lender that is a member of the National Reverse Mortgage Lenders Association, which we are, and to learn more about the reverse mortgages. This way, you end up going through various seminars, discussions, receiving literature in the mail, receiving a CD, all of which we can provide you, and that way you can start your learning process. Once you have under your belt the educational component, the third area is counseling. The homeowner seeks counseling from a local HUD-approved counseling agency or a national organization, such as the National Foundation for Credit Counseling or Money Management International. There's a list of them. We provide a list. You can choose anyone you want on the list. You need to make sure they are qualified in your state. The counseling is required for all reverse mortgages and can be conducted face-to-face or by telephone, starting, unless the rules change, in August of this year, Massachusetts will require face-to-face counseling. We have been able to identify locations within Massachusetts you can go to. Takes a little longer to make the appointment because of the limitation on the amount of individuals that are available for counseling, but we can work with you on that. By law, the counselor must review options other than a reverse mortgage that are available to the prospective borrower, including housing, social services, health, and financial alternatives. Other home equity conversion options that are or may become available to prospective borrowers, such as property tax deferral programs, the financial implications of entering into a reverse mortgage, and the tax consequences affecting the prospective borrower's eligibility under state or federal programs, and the impact on your estate and your heirs. Once you've done counseling, and counseling is good for a six-month period, you need to then do the disclosures in an application. The homeowner fills out a loan application and selects a payment plan, whether fixed or monthly, lump sum payment, line of credit, or a combination of the above. The lender discloses the estimated cost of the loan as required in the Federal Truth in Lending Act. The homeowner provides the lender with the required information, including verification of your Social Security number, copy of the deed to your home, information on existing mortgages, and signed counseling certificate, which needs to be signed by the homeowners who did the counseling and the counselor that counseled them. At that point, the loan is submitted to processing. The lender orders an appraisal, which the homeowner pays for, to determine the market value of the home. However, the final value is not established until the loan underwriter, employed by the lender, reviews the appraisal and approves it. The appraisal makes sure the physical condition of the property meets FHA guidelines. The homeowner is responsible for getting bids from a licensed contractor to completing necessary repairs. Some repair items can be completed after the loan closes if approved by the loan underwriter. In these cases, a portion of the loan proceeds will be placed in a repair set-aside at closing to pay for the work. The underwriting of the loan is then done. After receiving the pertinent information from the homeowner and obtaining other required items, the appraisal, a credit report, the loan package is submitted to the loan underwriter for final approval. It generally takes anywhere from 1 to 5 days to underwrite a loan. A conditional approval is provided with a final home value, any repairs or additional inspections required, as well as anything else the lender may need in order to issue a final approval on that loan. We're going to take a quick break. We'll get right back. We'll then go over more of the process for getting a reverse mortgage. Please stay with us. You are listening to the Elder Insider Show on North Shore 104.9.
Are you confused about the many senior service options available to you and your loved ones? Hello, my name is Joanne Thibault, founder of The Elder Insider. The Elder Insider is dedicated to providing you with the information you are looking for about the current issues affecting us and our growing elder population by utilizing some of the best resources in the industry. From living healthy with little to no outside assistance needed to where to turn for help and information when the time comes. Our goal is to educate and inform boomers and seniors with information that is interesting, innovative, and informative. Education and knowledge are the keys to independence. Log on to theelderinsider.com for access to over 100 informational articles and resources and a calendar listing of upcoming community events in your area. Theelderinsider.com, empowering seniors to be their own advocate in the aging process.
Honey, what are we going to do? I just don't see how we're going to be able to stay in our home and enjoy our retirement years.
Honey, I've been tossing and turning at night and thinking the same thing. You know, George told me we should be looking into a reverse mortgage. He says that we remain the owner of our home and it's a loan, just like we once had. The difference being, we don't have to make payments if we choose not to.
Does George have a recommendation on who to call?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Bob Gersh at iReverse Home Loans. The reverse mortgage enables homeowners 62 and older to convert a portion of their home equity into a tax-free cash flow. There are no income or credit requirements, and best of all, no obligation to make a monthly mortgage payment. If you're concerned about climbing those stairs, let's speak about how a purchase of a new home can better suit your needs using the reverse for purchase option. Yes, you can get financing on a new purchase without ever having to make a monthly mortgage payment.
Call Bob Gersh today, 781-202-7000.
7475. That's 781-202-7475. iReverse Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
NMLS number 787326.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Elder Insider Show on North Shore 104.9. This week, Joanne, my co-host, is away on assignment. I'm going over reverse mortgages with you, and my name is Bob Gersh. We just went over some of the process which you go through to get a reverse mortgage, and I wanted to complete that list with you. The first part of the process is awareness, then upfront education, counseling, the application and disclosure package, processing of the loan, then we have underwriting of the loan, and then we go to the closing. If the loan package is approved, closing, the signing of the loan is scheduled with a title agent or attorney, and in Massachusetts it needs to be an attorney. The lender should confirm loan payment plans and any required cash from the homeowner wishes to receive at the closing. Closing documents and final figures are prepared. Closing costs are normally financed as part of the loan, but the homeowner is allowed to pay any costs in lieu of financing if they so choose. To go into a few of the items that, as we go through this process, that you'll find, one of the key elements is that appraisal. The appraisal establishes value. When we start the process off, we make estimates of value. And with those estimates, which are really guesstimates before the appraisal is done, we run the initial numbers. Once the actual appraisal is done, we have actual numbers. We then can rerun those final values in calculating out what's available to you as far as the amount of the proceeds that you could get and the different choices you can get as far as receiving the funds as a lump sum, paying off an existing mortgage or other debts or obligations, having a lump sum to use for other purposes, or having a line of credit to draw on when and if you wish. The final alternative is to be able to have a payment that you get monthly, which you can designate the amount, or a guaranteed payment you can get for the rest of your life. When you look at the amount of that value, we may or may not have enough funds to be able to do the reverse mortgage. The reverse mortgage is based on your age of your spouse, and we take in consideration the younger of the two in doing the calculations. So the older you are, the more funds you could receive, and the amount of the value of your property. That final amount that you could receive from the equity in your home then is compared to what you owe in your home. If you owe less than that amount, you're all set. If you owe more, you could take from other funds you have and make up the difference. The issue which we found is in certain cases, because of the economy and the values of property these days, that a lot of times there isn't enough value in the property to be able to fund that transaction and pay off the existing mortgage. In those cases, we have set up a special program. The way I like to call it is we're trying to turn lemons into lemonade. Now, what we do is we have a program where we would look at your value, issue what they call a real estate report, and the report goes out to you. It's several pages in length. And it discusses information such as details about your property, how many bedrooms, how many baths, the square footage, the amount of taxes and the assessment on the property currently, as well as other market information, characteristics of your home, as well as information regarding sales of properties in your neighborhood over the last year. And that will give information about each of those properties and compare it to your home. This way we get a indication of value in your area for houses, the same kind of value indication and comparisons that are used by appraisers when they do the appraisal. We also then have other information about your community, about the area where your house is located in. And then finally, we have information regarding existing financing, mortgages, liens, et cetera, on your property that are on record, so you can see what's there, past sales of your property. And then we go into information on all your neighbors, find out who they are, when they bought their property, what the estimate value is of their property, and then a comparison of how many beds and bathrooms, the size of the property, and other information. Now, what happens is we set this up for a quarterly review. That means that if there's not enough value in your property today, we look at it 3 months from now. We do the same report and issue it to you. So every quarter, we're taking a look at what's going on. By doing that, you can see trends from one report to the other to see what's been selling. And at a certain point, because the longer you go, your mortgage balance will go down. Potentially, because of comparisons, the value of your property can go up. And then finally, no one gets younger. We all get older. And therefore, as time goes on, the amount that you could receive based on your age combined with the market value then of the property, potentially you can receive more in the future. And if your loan amount is down, there's a certain point, someplace down the line, where you will have adequate funds to be able to complete the transaction in reverse mortgage. So we just don't leave you high and dry. It's an ongoing plan. Now, what you should really think about, which is really turning the lemons into lemonade, you may not qualify today, but what happens if something happens to one of the spouses? Now you have other issues, such as, well, you're both receiving Social Security. Now you're not receiving Social Security. At least now there's one person not receiving it, and therefore your income may go down. That is a very relevant issue. You also are in a position that if you're leaving your surviving spouse with that mortgage still in the property, that that's a problem. What we try to look at is this is an opportunity to work with us and other professionals to be able to evaluate all your assets and liabilities and to be able to determine if there's some way to position yourself that maybe not during both spouses' lifetime, but the surviving spouse, that there are adequate funds to be able to pay off that mortgage and be able to make up for the shortfall of receiving less funds, such as less Social Security, less pension funds, etc., as now there's only one surviving individual. So what we will do is work with others to potentially find other assets or insurance policies or take on some additional insurance which will cover both spouses. So if something happens to one, the shortfall to be able to do the reverse mortgage will have been funded. That way, at least you know if something happens to one spouse, the other one is going to not have to worry about the mortgage and has less obligations, therefore lower income, will have lower expenses, and so that you're able to at least know and sleep at night knowing that your surviving spouse will be in a better position, even if you can't do it during your lifetime. But potentially with this quarterly report, eventually there's going to be a time period where potentially you will be able to do the reverse mortgage. So this way it's, you know, it's a long-term plan and we're looking at it on an ongoing basis with you. That's one of the options you have, even if you don't qualify today, but you got to start the process to learn that and get, once you're in our system, we'd be in communication with you at least quarterly to be able to keep in touch and know what's going on and potentially do that sit down as we just described. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Please stay with us. You are listening to the Elder Insider Show on North Shore 104.9.
Honey, what are we going to do? I just don't see how we're going to be able to stay in our home and enjoy our retirement years.
Honey, I've been tossing and turning at night and thinking the same thing. You know, George told me we should be looking into a reverse mortgage. He says that we remain the owner of our home and it's a loan, just like we once had. The difference being, we don't have to make payments if we choose not to.
Does George have a recommendation on who to call?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Bob Gershett. I reverse home loans. The reverse mortgage enables homeowners 62 and older to convert a portion of their home equity into a tax-free cash flow. There are no income or credit requirements, and best of all, no obligation to make a monthly mortgage payment. If you're concerned about climbing those stairs, let's speak about how a purchase of a new home can better suit your needs using the reverse for purchase option. Yes, you can get financing on a new purchase without ever having to make a monthly mortgage payment.
Call Bob Gersh today, 781-202-7000. That's 781-202-7475. iReverse Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
NMLS number 787326.
Are you confused about the many senior service options available to you and your loved ones? Hello, my name is Joanne Thibault, founder of The Elder Insider. The Elder Insider is dedicated to providing you with the information you are looking for about the current issues affecting us and our growing elder population by utilizing some of the best resources in the industry. From living healthy with little to no outside assistance needed to where to turn for help and information when the time comes. Our goal is to educate and inform boomers and seniors with information that is interesting, innovative, and informative. Education and knowledge are the keys to independence. Log on to theelderinsider.com for access to over 100 informational articles and resources and a calendar listing of upcoming community events in your area. Theelderinsider.com, empowering seniors to be their own advocate in the aging process.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Elder Insider Show on North Shore 104.9. Wanted to spend a few minutes describing a situation where an individual, a family, successfully was able to take out a reverse mortgage to make their lives a lot better. And this may give you a little insight into what goes on and the process from the borrower's perspective. More than 100 miles from the major metropolitan cities in the Northeast, and even 45 minutes from the Atlantic Ocean, is quiet Windhaven, Maine. On the edge of picturesque Spangle Lake, Windhaven offers all the amenities of a popular water resort to regional tourists, as well as a tranquil environment in which local residents can raise a family and retire. It was to this region that Tim and his wife moved from suburban Connecticut 33 years ago. Maine offered them a quiet resort community where they could start a family and raise a son that was in stark contrast to the more crowded urban and suburban areas of Connecticut. It was a great place to raise our son, Tim says. There was an excellent school system. While I can't say you don't have crime-related problems in big cities, it is a lot easier to stay away from these problems here than in the big city regions. Although Windhaven is 45 minutes from the ocean, the rural atmosphere suited him fine. In fact, they liked the wooded areas so much that they got even closer to nature nearly 5 years ago when they moved from a single-family home in Portland to a condo in Windhaven. The condo is 30 minutes from the nearest stores, but makes up for the isolation with an environmentally friendly atmosphere. You feel like you're in the woods here, he says. My wife and I fell in love with the place the minute we saw it. He says it was a three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath home that is 1,800 square feet in size. Though it's a condo, it has a full basement and the feel of a single-family home, he says. When the 23-year-old son graduated from college last year and found employment as a nutritionist, they had hoped to prepare to enjoy their retirement. Tim is an avid fly fisherman and loves to window shop with his wife in nearby towns, and they take pride in the success of their son. He's an exceptional person as a son, Tim says. My wife and I put our hobbies on hold after he was born. The most fun we ever had was when we were with our son. But times weren't always so favorable. His wife became disabled 15 years ago. And then Tim had to go on disability from his job as a regional advertising manager in the publishing industry 6 years ago. Both are 62 years old. Health concerns and the resulting health costs became a big issue for the family. I previously had a lung operation and am now working with four different doctors on various health issues, says Tim. It was the need to cover the medical costs that caused them to look at a reverse mortgage. Their greatest fear about taking a reverse mortgage was that their heirs would have nothing to inherit. But the loan officer explained how this worked and that their heirs have certain rights, he said. The reverse mortgage allows Tim to get rid of his monthly mortgage payments, pay off those medical bills, and even provide some cash to take care of big purchases. He was, for example, able to help his son purchase an automobile he needed to get to work after graduating from college. We love living here, and this has helped us to get rid of our monthly payments and live more comfortably knowing our medical bills are paid. That's just an example of one of the success stories with a reverse mortgage, and wanted to introduce a program for those people that are listening or know realtors that might be listening. There is a program which we work with. Again, it's educational, not trying to sell anyone anything, but just provide information and share resources of information. And we have a program where you can actually, if you're a realtor, sign up for it. And every week there is a one-hour web session describing various technical and other tools which you can use to help your business to be successful as a real estate person. And wanted to provide those out there either to pass on or for themselves the website you can go to be able to sign up for this weekly program. And you'll get a notification on the your email afterwards just reminding you of the program. It's once a week for an hour. It's at noon at every Tuesday, noon to 1 o'clock. And if you go to agentmastermind.com/Bob Gersh, that's agent, agentmastermind.com. So agentmastermind.com/Bob Gersh. And that's a great program for those who are in the real estate or related businesses who want more information. You can sign up. And again, no cost, no obligation, nothing is sold, just good information provided to you on an ongoing weekly basis. So I just wanted to, for a minute or so, just go through some of the common misconceptions about reverse mortgages that we hear all the time. We hear people saying, I give up title to my home. That's probably the biggest concern. This is completely false. You retain 100% ownership of the property. You decide if you want to sell your home, paint a different color, or even remodel. Remember, it's your home, not ours. And then another issue is when I die, the lender will take the house. The lender has no desire to take the property. We're in the business of loaning money, not owning or selling homes. When the last surviving spouse passes on, the estate typically goes to the heirs or beneficiaries who may sell or refinance the property to repay the lender. Remember, any proceeds from a sale are theirs to keep. One of the third misconceptions are, if I do a reverse mortgage, I lose all my equity. Not true, again. Depending on how long you live and whether your property appreciates, you may still have equity in the property. And when you sell it, you receive that equity in cash. And remember, you are in control of how much equity you access. This morning, I mentioned that one of the major items that we're involved in is the educational component for reverse mortgages. And relating to that, I just wanted to remind everyone that there is upcoming, you may want to take a pencil and paper and write this down, that there's going to be two seminars coming up in Concord. We held one a couple months ago, and now we're holding two more on June 19th, which is a Tuesday, and on Thursday, June 28th, both at starting at 10 a.m. It's 10 to noon at Concord's Colonial Inn, 48 Monument Square in Concord, Mass. Again, June 19th and June 28th, starting at 10 a.m. at Concord's Colonial Inn. It'll be a free seminar. We'll be providing breakfast, and you can learn and ask questions regarding reverse mortgages and other related topics. To RSVP for this seminar, you should call 866-576-5254, extension 700. Once again, the number to call to RSVP is 866-576-5254, extension 700. We also, for the Elder Insider, there are two presentations this week. One is going to be on Thursday, May 24th, from 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at the Groveland Council on Aging. And it's entitled Alternative Housing Options. Do you know there are many options for alternative housing, difference between senior housing choices, independent, assisted living, adult living communities? Some of the topics will be discussed. And then on Friday, May 25th, from 10 to 11, at the Beverly Council on Aging is preparing for doctor's appointments. That should be of interest information. You can also find the information on the elderinsider.com. Is a great resource. You can look at their calendar for all the upcoming events. And, again, don't forget to put on your calendar June 19th and or June 28th at the Concord's Colonial Inn from 10 to noon for the Truth About Reverse Mortgage Seminar. Well, thank everyone for tuning in today. Hope everyone had a great opportunity to learn a lot about various topics, including reverse mortgages this week. If you came in late or would like to listen to the show again, you can always go to theelderinsider.com, or you can go to northshore1049.com and go to the podcast area for the Elder Insider show to be able to rehear this and other weekly shows. And for the Elder Insider, I'm Bob Gersh. Have a good week.
The prior show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.